This is the New England Patriots Roster Report Podcast on Patriots.com. The Roster Report Podcast is presented by Sullivan Tire and Bridgestone Tires. Don't know who got cut? We do. Not sure who was signed to the practice squad? Yep, we know that too. The Sullivan Tire Roster Report is your weekly guide to keep up with the Patriots roster from top to bottom. And now, here to keep you informed, the writers of Patriots Football Weekly.
Friday, October 19th, 2012, here at Gillette Stadium, and welcome to another Patriots.com Roster Report podcast presented by Sullivan Tire. Although we may have to talk to the boys at Sullivan Tire. We might
need to rename.
No, I was just thinking we might need to rename this the Injury Report podcast because, you know, for a team that seems like they used to make 10 moves a week in the Ross Ventrone era and guys on and off the roster, been a little quiet of late in terms of transactions. The 53 has been the 53. The practice squad has been the practice squad. But excitement this week because, as they say, Paul Perillo, it's Jets week. Patriots and Jets preparing to square off Sunday afternoon, 4:15, Gillette Stadium. You can tell because right outside the studio here is a massive HD TV production truck for CBS to do the game.
Oh, that's not for the UMass game?
No, I don't think so, but we did pass by the visiting locker room, which has the Bowling Green team, which
the Falcons.
Andy found out he likes because they have some orange in their colors. Jerseys look good in the locker. But again, we are back here to talk mostly this week about injuries. It's been the topic du jour. We've been having some CIA-like work on Twitter as people. It's throwback week, and Pat Patriot helmets were out, and some players didn't have Pat Patriot helmets in front of their lockers this week, including guys like Steve Gregory, Tracy White, and Steve Gregory and Tracy White were both indicated as out on the Friday injury report, despite the fact that today they actually had Pat Patriot throwback helmets at their lockers hanging in the Gillette Stadium locker room. The other player ruled out, Brandon Bolden. He of his own mini controversy, where apparently a photo posted on either Twitter or Facebook earlier today by Stephen Ridley included Bolden looking like he wasn't putting much weight on his knee and with a crutch in the background. So media reports and internet rumors now indicating that Brandon Bolden may be on crutches with the knee injury he has. Regardless, he's out. He will not play against the Jets. A lot of guys questionable, Paul Perillo, and the theme we've been talking about for a week plus here in terms of the injury concerns with the Patriots and whether this team is starting to get banged up. An indication of that may have come on Wednesday when the Patriots held a walkthrough rather than an actual practice here at Gillette Stadium. And that could have been to kind of keep the wear and tear down on the bodies. And we've also had some guys on Thursday who did not practice. Big names, I would say, in terms of Aaron Hernandez and Logan Mankins not practicing on Thursday, which, as I said, was sort of the first practice of the week. But other guys, Ron Brace has now been added to the injury report. Paul Perillo limited on both Thursday and Friday with a back injury. Other guys limited with various injuries, Patrick Chung with the shoulder, Julian Edelman with the hand, Rob Gronkowski with the hip, Aaron Hernandez again with the ankle, Dante Hightower with the hamstring, Logan Mankins, the calf and hip. I joked with him today that he has more knee braces in his locker than he has knees, and he kind of rolled his eyes and laughed. Nick McDonald, shoulder, Sterling Moore, knee, Sebastian Vollmer, back and knee, Wes Welker, ankle, and it doesn't say it on here, but I'm going to include the area right about here that hurt after that big hit in Seattle. So, Paul, of all these guys that are limited and questionable for the game against the Jets on Sunday, do you have any major concerns, or do you expect them all to play? Where do you feel there?
Well, I mean, at this point, it's hard to just say you expect Dante Hightower to play after he hasn't played the last 2 weeks.
Not hard for me. I expected him to play 2 weeks ago.
Exactly.
I expected him to play last week. So I'm going to say I expect him to play.
And he hasn't been a guy that we've necessarily talked a lot about on these roster reports, but you know, at this point, you got to take it pretty seriously. He's been out now. We'll see
just
what happens.
Just a quick addition on him. He's a guy that I do think everybody's been clamoring. How do we fix this pass defense? Maybe we need to blitz more. He is a guy that could be an option based on his role at Alabama as a sub rusher and different things he did there. He might be a guy that I would say if you send him as your fifth rusher or in some various games with a Ninkovich or one of those guys, he's a guy that I think could inject maybe some life into that front. And we actually saw that. That's when he got hurt, when he came around that left end and was chasing the quarterback. I believe that's when he hurt his hamstring.
Yeah, chasing down
Fitzpatrick. Right, and we haven't seen him since. So he could have a factor on this defense if he could get back out there. But you're right. I kind of expected 2 weeks in a row that he'd be out there, and
yeah,
he wasn't.
Now, the fact that Hernandez and Mankins missed practice on Thursday, but were back out there on a limited basis on Friday, we know that they're dealing with stuff. We know they're not 100%. Probably not going to be 100%, if at all season, but not for a long time anyway. They're going to be dealing with stuff. So I think those two guys are going to be out there on Sunday. They'll be gutting it out. You know, beyond that, you know, I think Patrick Chung is a guy to keep an eye on. You know, we saw him a little bit in the locker room. I wasn't in there today. You were. I don't know if
he was in there bouncing around doing interviews.
He
was in there.
We've been fooled by him in the past by his presence in the locker room. Safety play has been a problem. You're already missing Gregory. You will be missing Gregory in this game. I don't think you can afford to be missing Chung as well, even though he hasn't played great. So there are some key guys that are among the walking wounded here. Not a good sign.
You mentioned it. Are you concerned long term? Because you know they do
I'm
have a bye long term
with guys like Hernandez and Mankins.
And they have a bye coming in 2 weeks. But you know, I know it's easy to say, oh, go get healthy during the bye, but it's only a week, and you a week before you were getting banged around, and the week after you're going to get banged around. So it's really a pretty short period to say a guy like Mankins has multiple injuries, and it's all just going to miraculously clear up in one bye week. So I do think if you're a Patriots fan, you have to be mildly concerned with the number of key players on this team, and especially on offense, you know, literally Pro Bowlers like Mankins, like Gronkowski, like Hernandez could be a Pro Bowler. We thought we might be coming in like Welker even, who, you know, he's on with an ankle injury, but that may be the least of his problems after last week.
You know, and we saw last year that you brought up Mankins. That's a guy we haven't discussed at all yet. We saw last year he got off to a similar start. You know, he was very productive early in the season, and he sort of slowed down. And you got to think the wear and tear affected him. Mm-hmm. And you wonder if that's going to be the same kind of situation this year with all the hits he's been taking. So something to keep an eye on. But with Mankins and Hernandez, and I put Gronkowski in there as well, Andy, you're right. 1 week's not going to magically make that. I think it's pretty clear that Hernandez came back a week too early last week. I don't think he was himself. I'm going to have a hard time believing that he didn't do any further damage. You know, I don't want to say further damage. I don't think it could have gotten any better.
Right.
Playing last week.
And it certainly didn't look like it. He looked like
he was
limping
more around
as the game went on.
He admitted this week that he felt a step slow.
His production showed it. 6 catches for 30 yards, you know,
which
5
is very
yards
unlike,
a catch.
Very unlike him. He's a guy who averages about 12 yards a catch for his career. So
you didn't see
well
too many
that.
Of those squirt past the guy after you make the catch.
So I have some concerns with those guys over the long haul as well. But listen, Andy, they're 3-3. They can't afford to be you know, erring on the side of caution with everybody. I mean, some of these guys got to play. They got to try to win some games.
Especially 3-3 heading into a big division game against the Jets, who's also 3-3. You're in this four-way tie for the division. We will quickly look at the Jets injury report. Some names on there, some interesting ones. Arik Smith, the defensive back, is one of their rotational guys back there. Bilal Powell, their backup running back, is an issue because Joe McKnight is also listed on the injury report and could be a game-time decision. According to Rex Ryan, the nose tackle guy,
that's a big loss for them. He's, you know, they have the personnel to be good against the run. They haven't been. They've allowed 150 yards, but they have personnel. I have to think they've been getting caught in a lot of light fronts, to be allowing 150 yards a game against on the ground. Not having him is big. Kendrick Ellis is probably out. He's doubtful as well. He's dealt with I think he has a sprained MCL or something like, or a torn PCL maybe he's got. He's dealing with something significant that's going to keep him out for a while. These injuries for the Jets have really started to build up as well.
They're very similar.
Yeah, we already know they're out. You know that they're missing their best player on offense and their best player on defense with Holmes and Revis. So it's not getting any better for them either. And Arik Smith is a guy, even though he's not starting, you're right. You called him a rotational player.
Right.
And he's part of a lot of different things they like to do. And Rex Ryan, especially against New England, has liked to use a lot of different defensive backs. And, you know, you're down Revis, you're down Arik Smith. You know, now if you want to go with 6 or 7 defensive backs, chances are you're going to have some really inexperienced guys out there.
And like the Patriots, you look, you know, their best offensive lineman, Nick Mangold, is questionable. Limited participation after 2 days off early in the week. Guys like Stephen Hill, Dustin Keller, their best offensive weapons remaining with Holmes out of the lineup. They're probable, but they have hamstring injuries, so you never know when Stephen Hill sprints down the field, and that's the one that ends that game for him. So, you know, these two teams both kind of similar in that they're dealing with a lot of injuries. A lot of the guys will play, but during the course of the game, if a guy goes out or, you know, is only 70% instead of 100%, could have an effect on the outcome of this football game. And it's a big one for both teams. I really think the Patriots can get some positive momentum after a debacle last week in the ending. And the Jets, who everybody had left for dead a couple weeks ago, well, now all of a sudden you win a couple games in a row and you're sitting in first place in the division and you just beat the Patriots. Maybe you can brew a little confidence that can lead you kind of into the mid-stretch of this season.
Yeah, and I think, if I'm not mistaken, they host Miami next week, which would give them an opportunity to really put some separation between themselves and the division. Right. And at the halfway point, after all that went wrong with New York, they could be in first place all by themselves.
And Rex could sell that to his locker room.
I also find it interesting, Andy, look at the size of the injury report on both. We've been talking all year that the Patriots have had about 15 guys, you know, 15 to 20 guys, and the other team has had like four.
Right.
Well, the Jets have just as many this week. I don't think that's a coincidence.
I don't either.
I think part of that is health, but the other part of it is gamesmanship.
The border war, Ryan versus Belichick, Brady versus Sanchez. Patriots, Jets.
Is that a war, Brady versus Sanchez?
Nah, not really. But, you know, I try, you know, quarterbacks are important in this league, so you try to put them on
just
the poster.
Just like a jet, bring
game.
A rock to a gunfight.
But, yes, Patriots, Jets, 4:15, Gillette Stadium, Sunday afternoon, first place, or a portion of first place in the AFC on the line.
A portion.
You know, they're tied for first or they're tied for last, depending on how you look at it right now. But both teams looking for a big momentum boost. Until next week, when I really hope we have some actual roster moves to talk about. We could be talking about Vasanthi Shanko if he starts practicing. Could be talking about Myron Pryor if he starts practicing, coming off PUP and IR, the two of them. Who knows? But until then, for Paul Perillo, I'm Andy Hart. Peace out. Catch me in the kitchen like a Simmons whipping pastry. Cruising down A Street, off-white Lexus. Driving so slow, but BK is from Texas. Me, I'm out that Bed-Stuy, home of that boy Biggie. Now I live on Billboard, and I brought my boys with me. Say what up to Tata, still sipping my top. Sitting courtside, Knicks and Nets give me high five. I be spiked out, I could trip a referee. Tell by my attitude that I most definitely from.
This has been the Sullivan Tire Roster Report Podcast from Patriots.com. Bridgestone Tires, available in over 60 Sullivan Tire locations across New England. Visit SullivanTire.com/Bridgestone today.